Dear Claude, I think I told you that I've been taking a lot of walks lately. I've been roaming around the neighborhood a lot, walking around the zoo. I'll sometimes walk downtown, which is just north. I haven't headed to the river yet, though. I guess some of the letters have had me worried about just what would await me there, but I finally went today. Even with the city baking, the woods around the Rio Grande stay cool. We call that area the Bosque. My friend describes it like the Nile Valley, something you can see from a plane, a big, huge swath of green in the middle of all the desert browns. I guess I haven't come because I was afraid to see my dad. I've written a lot about my mother. Beatriz Saavedra was a force of nature, but I guess I should tell you about my father. Where my mom stood out, Elian Saavedra loved that he blended in. People would come to see her, and he would make the café if it was a morning, or mint tea, from mint he grew himself if it was too late in the afternoon for caffeine. He worked his job for the post office happily for years, glad to have a job that required a uniform so whatever he wore wouldn't stand out. After he retired, he would go to the Bosque every day to gather wood from fallen branches that my mom would use for her santos. He never made waves. He never left a mark on the world. And he was the happiest person I have ever met. Church on Sundays, dominoes every Thursday night, in a town filled with extraordinary. The only thing unusual about this man was that he was so extremely ordinary. I think you remember when I came home. I said it was for a funeral, but that wasn't exactly right. I said that it was because my dad died. That wasn't exactly true either. As he started to fade from us, Elian Saavedra began spending more and more time on the Bosque. Sometimes he would sit for days. He would sit on an old stump and watch the water. At first, my mother and my brothers would go out and find him, but there's something about people like my dad. If they don't make any waves, if there's such a stillness around them, you don't want to make waves either. You don't want to upset the peace around them, so they would just let him stay. He would bring him food until he stopped eating. He said the light of the sun in the air was enough. His friends would stop by with small tables and dominoes till he stopped noticing them. He would just stare up at the sun. No one seemed to notice since it happened so slowly, but his feet had begun taking root. He had become a part of the stump where he sat. By the time I made it back to town, he was mostly gone. Where my father had been was a desert willow. Just part of his hand remained where it used to rest on his knee. I got to hold my father's hand one last time before he completely changed. They say that my mom used to walk to the Bosque every day when the weather was nice. She would pack a lunch or a bottle of Coke and some peanuts, and she'd sit under the tree that was her husband. She would sit in his shade and enjoy the peace he made. I did the same today. Pop the lid off the bottle of Coke, open a bag of peanuts, pour the peanuts into the bottle, and drink. And I talk to my father. I think that he liked being one of so many trees on the Bosque, almost nothing to distinguish him to the casual eye. But I think he also likes being able to provide peace to anyone who sits in his shade. Love, Reyes Saavedra. El Campo Santo was recorded in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We are a production of Blackout Theater Company made possible with generous grants from the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Affairs and New Mexico Arts. If you're interested in learning more about Blackout Theater Company, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.